I'm in just about a minute and a half right here on Regional Radio 1400 KJFF and MIMOinfo.com.
Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Oh, we got to change that intro, don't we? Will Cheshire,
yeah.
Former sports director at KJFF, off to Seattle and then soon to be on to Guatemala for he's basically going to throw himself into a Spanish-speaking country and hope that he learns the language.
Really?
That's what Will Cheshire's doing. So it's a pretty cool ordeal, but Matt Greenwood here with Tony Cook, head coach of Jefferson College softball. Coach, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing good.
Good. All right, so 12th year as a head coach of the Vikings. Last year, an MCCAC conference title, fifth for the college. Mm-hmm. And today we're also going to have Abby Myers and Skylar Barlow with us, so we're looking forward to that. And I'm sure you know, you're ready to get out of this cold weather and somewhere warmer, huh?
Absolutely. You know, we're looking forward to practices the rest of this week and then little walkthroughs next week, and we leave next Thursday for Boonville, Mississippi.
Boonville, Mississippi. That sounds like a Missouri town, Boonville, you know, with the boot heel and all that good stuff. All right, so let's talk about this team a little bit. As many people know from around here, junior college sports is freshman and sophomore, mm-hmm. and then they go off to do something else. Let's first address your sophomore class and players you have coming back that were part of that conference title team and kind of what you're expecting from them as sophomore leaders this year.
You know, it starts with the sophomore class this year, and of course Abby Myers sitting here as our catcher, and then besides that, then we got Taylor Norwald. She's our pitcher and first baseman. And then you start going around the line, other sophomores. You got Aaron Lofton. She used to be our shortstop last year. She'll be in the outfield this year. And then Emily Brewer. Emily's been, we had her in the outfield last year, but we're moving her to first base. We think she's a better fit over first base. And then Maddie Hart. Maddie Hart's going to be, last year she played second base, but we're going to slide her over to first base this year. So that's our sophomore group. And then, and Brianna Peters.
Abby correcting you, or I guess making sure you're throwing your other
correcting
players.
Correcting me over here. Sorry, okay. But, yeah, we got Brianna Peters, and actually she's done a lot better job. We've been trying to get her to do some more small game ball, I've heard, and I think she's trying to understand it, and so she'll get some time out there in the outfield with that. And then, of course, our Canadian, Sarah Berry, one of our pitchers.
Yeah, you seem to have a good mix of players from not just locally, in DeSoto. I checked, you got players from there. But you also kind of go around the Illinois area. You've been doing some recruiting for a long time now, being a coach,
yep.
Being a head coach. When you talk to these girls and try to get them to play Jefferson College softball, what are you looking for? Are you looking for more character, more skill, the ability or the want to get better? Kind of what are some of the standards you set for yourself as a coach?
You know, a lot of it, plays into the characteristics of the player we're looking for. You know, one of them is, how much drive they got for the game. And, how much you know, the academic side plays a big part because of, you know, we worry about their future. We want them to go on and either play ball or go to, you know, to the next level and of college. And so we want them to, you know, to enjoy their experience here. And so we want to get athletes to come in that want to be here for number one, you know, and not for other reasons. And so we look at that first, and then we start looking at the athletic ability of it. And we look around local first. We try to pull as many local athletes as we can. And then, you know, we want to compete for a national title. That is our ultimate goal. You know, we want to win the regionals and, you know, conferences and all that stuff. But sometimes you got to go outside, and that's what we do with Skyler, you know, from DuPo, and Kate O'Day, another sophomore, I forgot to mention that, from Arizona. And then, you know, if we need to go international, we'll go to the Canadian side. So it's not just locally. We'll go anywhere in the United States to look for players that can help this team.
And for those players that meet sort of your standards as to the player you want, then comes the sales pitch. Why come to Jefferson College? Mm-hmm. I really don't know the balance between how many kids come to you wanting to play or how many times you go to a kid wanting them to play for you. So after you kind of get a gauge as to what kind of player you would be getting, how do you make that pitch to say, hey, Jefferson College, come here and play for me?
Well, you know, we sell it as, you know, if you want to come and play for a team that's winning, that's come here. You know, we like to win. We want to win. These girls know. We talk about that a lot because winning brings happiness, and winning also brings, you know, other programs around looking at our players for the next level. And so we've never had a losing season at this, you know, at Jefferson College here. And so we won't have, as you know, as far as, you know, we can, as long as we're out there on the field and we're trying, we're going to work to our best of our abilities not to. And so we instill that, and that's what we want. We want them to understand that to be competitive and to go out and you know, have the will to, you know, give it, leave it all on the line on that day, and we want to win the game. That's our ultimate goal.
Before we met today, you and I talked on the phone yesterday mm-hmm. about scrimmaging in the fall against four-year universities. Universities that are in the business of offering scholarships to star softball players. You talked about having a pretty good fall this past fall, 2017 mm-hmm. fall. Kind of take us through what things you liked about the team.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were very competitive. We went just recently, our last fall games was against Mizzou and SEMO, and we were within an inning of beating both of those teams. We came back at the last one, Mizzou, and you know, they beat us 7-2, but we were starting to hit the ball pretty good the whole game. And then I thought at the very end we started playing some small ball on them and put them in a little bit of a bind and put some pressure on them, and I thought we felt good about that. And, you know, we played SLU earlier in the fall season and lost 3-2 in 10 innings, and was very competitive with another Division I school. And, you know, then we played McHenry and split with them. Then we played, you know, like Missouri S&T and others, you know. So with all that, you know, those schools get the opportunity to see our players firsthand. They get to see them play. And that's the best recruiting tool we can do is, you know, showcase them. You know, I can call a coach and say I got a good player, but if they can see that player play live, that, you know, it's an easier sell.
Let's talk about Abby Myers and Skyler Barlow while we have them here. We're going to talk to them a little bit later as well. But since they're right here in front of you, we'll see what truth comes out of your mouth when I ask you, you know, what Abby Myers means to this team, her second year under you, playing for you, mm-hmm. and just kind of address what her leadership as a sophomore on this team will mean to the success of this team this year.
Oh, I think it means a lot. You know, Abby doesn't sugarcoat anything. She just tells you how it is. she will. And you know, we have a very good open conversations all the time about things. You know, I think Abby's one of the best defensive catchers around. You know, offensively, we're constantly working on our offense side of it, things, but, and she's always trying to improve. We're trying to change some things now, whether to see if we can get some more of that out of her. She's always willing to adapt and learn, but, you know, defensively and being a leader as like a field general on the field or as a catcher, you couldn't ask for a better person.
When I'm looking down the list of players they have on this roster, it's a pretty good mix of sophomores and freshmen. You have more freshmen than sophomores on this team, but one of those freshmen is Skyler Barlow. She told me before we came on air where she's from, but I don't – DuPo, Illinois, is that what it is?
It's not that far from here, actually. It's 30 miles maybe at the most. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's just across JB Bridge over there, so I'm 255, so it's not really far, but – you know, she's our first one from over on that side, over in the DuPo side. So, you know, she was a highly talented kid out of high school. A lot of schools were after her, and we felt really good that we were able to, you know, to get her in. So, you know, she had a good fall season also, and we expect big numbers from her this year.
What about other freshmen that you got high remarks for early on?
You know, Corinne Hill, I think, is doing a really good job for us on the mound. I think, you know, and Caitlin Wins is another one of our pitchers. I think both of those two freshman pitchers have done a really good job for us. And so, you got to look at Taylor Barnes at shortstop for us. You got to look at Abby Thiemann and Abby McIntyre in the outfield. You can look at Abby Rollet in the outfield. You know, Hannah Carl at second base or somewhere in the infield for us. A lot of those, and, you know, Murphy behind the plate. I mean, we think we got a lot of depth. We think we got a lot of, you know, the freshmen are coming in, provide a lot of spark. They're very competitive. I think they even boosted up our sophomores to play harder because I felt they, you know, I think they brought the challenge to them. Said, hey, just because you're a sophomore, it's not your job, you know, it's not your position. And I think they've really pushed that a little bit with them. So, you know, I think it's a good good mixture.
And as you talked about, you know, this program has the ability to keep winning and winning and winning and mm-hmm. winning. And really that does come down to not just recruitment, but recruiting the right players.
Mm-hmm.
You talked earlier about the character that you look to see, the personality that you look for in these players that you're going to bring onto this program. I imagine you, throughout the season, get a chance to get even closer to them, learn even more things about them. I know we haven't really started the year yet, but you've had, I'm sure, with the fall scrimmages and some practices there, you've had a chance to go beyond what you knew about the girls or what you learned about the girls the first time you met them. So talk about this group and the time you've spent so far with them, kind of where the personality is at this stage, and maybe anything else that kind of comes to mind when you think about this group so far.
You know, I think this group, the chemistry is really good on this group this year. You know, for us to be the team that we think we need to be and want to be, you know, we got to have that. You know, there's a lot of the bondness between them all, I think, is very good. They adapt well to each other. And, you know, some of these girls have been around each other for more than just this 9 months they're going to be here. I mean, they've been playing select ball in every area. So sometimes, you know, it can be a little much. It's almost like your sister sometimes. So you got to separate them. You know, they want to. You know, they want to get at each other sometimes, you know, because that's what the competitive does to them. But that's what I like about this group. You know, they're willing to go out and you know, if you tell them, hey, we got to crack down today and really go at it, this team will do that. And that's in the personality of them. I think that's how this, you know, they want to win. They want to be here. And, you know, it's for them, it's about playing this game and getting a good education. And they're, you know, I think they're focused on what they want to do.
You've brought in Kerry Schmidt to be your assistant coach this year. She actually played at Jefferson College. Did she play for you, I assume?
She did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before she came here, 3 years at St. Charles Community College, also as an assistant. What about her role on the team? What exactly does an assistant do on the softball field and off the softball field for you?
You know, Kerry lives on campus here for us, so she helps us with, you know, the things that in the evening and things like, you know, study hall and stuff like that, and getting the girls, you know, if somebody's sick or something like that, she can take care of that in the evening because she lives here. And then, you know, at practice, she's, you know, one of our infield coaches that takes care of that stuff like that for us. And then we have Chris Stark, your other coach. He's also the Fox High School coach. He's our hitting instructor, and he also handles some of the infield stuff with us too. So this is actually Kerry's second year with us.
Okay.
So she was here last year, and you know, I wanted her years before that when she was at St. Charles trying to pull away, but I didn't have you know, the funding at the time, and we were able to get that. And so I told her, hey, come on over here to us, you know, come back home, you know, because like I said, she played back for us back in 09 and 10, and had some good years for us hitting. I mean, you know, she was a good first baseman for us, and you know, she knows what we do. She knows our team philosophy. She knows, you know, what we want out as a program. And so it's an easy sell for her to be back here. And so, and you know, Starkey's, I think, an excellent hitting instructor, and gets the most out of on the hitting part of it. So our coaching staff is what I think makes this team the best, because we know without them, we wouldn't be where we're at.
All right, so if we look at the schedule, as you mentioned, you're going to Boonville, Mississippi next week. That's a Friday, Saturday, the 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
You'll participate in that tournament. Do you know who the opponents are at this point?
I think on Friday we've got Meridian and Wabash on Friday, and then on Saturday we play Beaville State, and then we play Frontier, and then we play Holmes from Mississippi. So that's our five games down there next weekend.
Okay. And when it comes to the pitching side of things, where do you see your pitching at right now?
You know, we'll mix it up. We'll throw everybody down there, and, you know, some may pitch a whole entire game, but, you know, most likely we'll mix it up with, you know, 4-3 innings or a 5-2 innings, something like that. You know, we'll, the pitching staff we got, I think it's, we're a better team if we don't rely just on one. If we mix it up and throw, you know, each one a little bit, and you start with a starter, go maybe with a middle reliever and bring in the closer like that. It's almost like baseball anymore with pitching in college and softball nowadays. So we'll probably go to that kind of role for a while. And just till we get some, get some innings in, and then we'll figure out there where we're going to settle in on who's going to throw what games.
I'm kind of curious, do you have any of those weird right-hand throwers, left-hand hitters, or left-hand throwers, right-hand hitters on this team this year?
We do. We actually do. We have some right-handers that hit left, and we have some slappers.
See, you got both, huh? Okay.
So,
and who are they?
Our slappers, the right-handed hitter is Abby McIntyre.
Okay.
So, and then Teeman is another one, throws right and hits left. So, you know, it's not unusual in softball where, you know, if you find somebody that's got some good speed, instead of leaving them on the right side, they'll change them around and put them on the left side. And so that way they can utilize them. And so Teeman's one of those players, and so is Abby McIntyre. So, you know, it's not uncommon anymore.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got a great squad with you, great personalities. Certainly looking forward to the season. And as you mentioned, you know, a very successful program here. So certainly in your 12th year, we look to see much of the same. Any final thoughts on these two players that we're about to talk to today, Abby and Skyler?
No, I think you'll enjoy talking to them. And, you know, hopefully they're not as nervous as they are right now in front of us. You know, if you can see them on radio, you can see their nervousness. Abby's been on the radio before, so she's okay. But Skylar's a little nervous over here, but she'll make it through.
Yeah, we'll help her along. Before I let you go, Coach, Indian Hills Community College, your first home game, February 23rd. Anything special happening on that day, or is it just opening day for you?
No, it's over our opening day. It's a district team. You know, they're off to a good start, and we wanted to play the teams up in Iowa because, you know, if and when we win our region this year, that's what would be an opponent we would see at the next round in the districts. And so we want to see how good they are up there. And so we've invited them down. They're coming down on the 23rd, I believe it is. And so we're going to go right at them. And then we're going to go back up their place later in the schedule. So we're doing a home and home with them, and we'll see. Because, I mean, last year and the year before, that's always been the team that we've had to beat to go to the Nationals. And you know, you want to play the best, you know, find out where you're at. So that's what we're going to do.
I lied. I got one more question for you. very shortly afterwards, you get Mineral Area Community College. We know how big of a rivalry that is.
Yes, it is.
It's a 2 o'clock start on Thursday, March 1st. So you start the new month with that rivalry at home against MAC. What's that experience been like for you as a coach, you know, these 12 years with the Vikings, or 11 years with the Vikings, now entering your 12th? Mm-hmm. What's it been like to be part of that rivalry?
Oh, it's great. You know, Dave Gimmer does a great job down at MAC, and he's never afraid to play anyone, and he's always come up here, and we've gone down there, and we've had some good battles, and, you know, being kind of close within a 30-mile proximity. So, you know, some players that don't come to Jefferson go down to MAC, and then sometimes we'll get a player that he's trying after, and we'll bring him up here to Jefferson. So there's a good rival between us, and that's great. That's what you want with communities. You know, you want to have something with a meaningful, you know, with the game besides just playing it. And so it is. You know, I mean, they can be heated, and they're fun, but they're one of our conference opponents, and we always look for that when we circle it every year on our calendar, because, you know, I enjoy playing MAC.
Coach Cook, a pleasure. We look forward to many more conversations throughout the season, and thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thankful.
Tony Cook, head coach for Jefferson College Lady Vikings softball. And, well, I guess the softball, it basically tells you it's a bunch of women playing, right? Unless it's, you know, those intramural leagues. But anyway, Coach Cook of the Jefferson College softball team.
Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. All right, so we got Abby Myers, sophomore catcher for Jefferson College. We'll speak to her for a few minutes next, and we'll do that in about 3 minutes here on the Viking Voices on KJFF.
It's time you check out the all-new line of Textron off-road vehicles here at Tim Surdyke Street Track and Trail. Hi, this is Tim Surdyke with an invitation to you to test drive and compare the all-new Textron Havoc, Stampede, Wildcat, Altera, Prowler, and Recoil, and Easy-Go golf carts. Go for a spin on our ultimate off-road track next to the Harley store and get a free gift, free hot dogs, and win a set of LED whip flags worth $300. Nothing compares to Textron off-road vehicles, and nothing compares to the price and service you'll get at Tim Surdyke Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 next to the Harley store.
Working hard for you.
When you choose Roberts Pest Control and a staff that truly cares about results, you get more than just a pest control company. You get a total solution. Hi, my name's Charlie Roberts, and our service ranges from termite to rodent, bed bug services, and snake removal. At Roberts Pest Control, we always offer you responsible, common sense pest management that meets all of your ever-growing needs and respects our environment. Check us out on the web at robertspest.com. We guarantee our services 100% and proudly serve the regional radio area.
Alpha Media and Regional Radio holds contests from time to time and gives you chances to win designated prizes. No purchase is necessary to enter or win. Winners will be chosen each time the contests are executed. Contests are open to U.S. residents 18 years and older. The contests are sponsored by participating Alpha Media stations and any participating sponsors. Employees of Alpha Media stations, their parents, subsidiary, and affiliated entities, advertising agencies, promotional partners, and members of their immediate families or households are not eligible to enter or win. Odds of winning depend on the number of entries received. The contests are subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations and are void where prohibited. Listeners are eligible to win Alpha Media contests valued at $600 or more only once every 6 months. Participants must sign all contest release and waiver forms to be eligible to win the prizes. To participate in the contest, you must follow the designated mode of entry. Contest sponsors are not responsible for technical failures of any kind. For full contest rules, visit MIMOinfo.com. Decisions of station management with respect to the contests are final.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
But Jonesburg is really small. It's about a town full of 500 people. If you know where Wentzville is, it's about 25 miles past that on your way to Columbia.
Okay.
But I actually live about 35 minutes from Wentzville since I live out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Hey, you said it, not me. I've never actually lived out in the middle of nowhere. I'm from Houston, Texas, so it's a big town there. But well, welcome on to the show. Let's talk about just kind of you personally. You said you're from a small town. You come to Jefferson College last year, and it still kind of, I'm sure, plays as a small town. What's the adjustment been like for you away from home, I guess for a couple of years now?
You know, coming from Warrenton, Missouri, where I went to high school, it's about the same as Hillsboro. And, you know, it really wasn't a big change besides me living an hour and 45 minutes away. I'm definitely a hometown girl. So coming here, it was kind of weird that I didn't see my parents every day.
Right.
I thank my parents every day for what they have done for me all this time. But going off on my own, like, my mom's not there to cook anymore or... You know, ask me how my day was unless I call her. So, I mean, that's a lot different. But it's definitely been a good change. I would say this is probably the best fit for me for my first 2 years of college.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we just talked to Coach Cook. Seems like a great group. You spent a year around the other seven sophomores. So tell us your impressions of the sophomore class. I mean, a good season last year for you guys heading into this year, adding some great freshmen like Skyler, who we're going to talk to a little bit later as well. Yeah, just your thoughts on the sophomore class for Jeffco.
I mean, I couldn't be more grateful for the group of girls that has been here this past year. I've made lifelong relationships with multiple people, including some of the freshmen this year, but definitely the sophomores. I would say we are probably one of the strongest classes that has came in here with, you know, working together and being here. I mean, last year the sophomore group was great as well, and I made some great friends that I still talk to this day. But definitely the sophomore class this year, I will say that we have a mixture of a lot of different personalities, and I think that's what's great is because we can all come together, and whoever needs us, we have one personality for that one personality for that one. So like I said, sophomore class is amazing this year, and I couldn't be more grateful for them.
Sarah Berry, Coach Cook talked about her pitcher from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. I gotta be honest with you, I'm curious, is Sarah Berry the first Canadian you've ever met?
I will say
I
think that's the first person. I mean, baseball has a Canadian this year, but I think this was the first one to ever come and actually I have a relationship with. And it just, I mean, I wouldn't say the culture is different because, I mean, she's still kind of like us in definitely so many ways. I mean, she's still a Lululemon lover like I am. But it's definitely different, and I think that's awesome how we can be from all different places and come together. I mean, Kate's from Arizona, and I went out there this past summer, and just the culture there and the geography of it is completely different than Missouri, and it's awesome to see how so many different backgrounds we have come to Jeffco, and we can all mesh together.
I'm glad you brought that up because being part of the softball program, you get to travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, would you say, other than playing softball, which obviously is your favorite thing to do, other than that, would you say the traveling is the second most fun part about being a softball player here?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you get to see places that you've never been to before. And, I mean, I think that's what I enjoyed is because when we go out of towns, you make one of the best memories that you can ever make because you're with the girls all the time. I mean, yeah, like Coach said before, yeah, we get annoyed, but I mean, some of the best memories I've made at Jeffco so far has been on the road because we just do stupid stuff, you know? So, I don't know. I really like it. But I also love traveling as well. I mean, I went to Colorado over Christmas break, so that was a fun time. So, like I said, I do love traveling, and it's an awesome place to see the country.
One of my favorite things to do in traveling is try the cuisine of other places. I heard you three were talking about food before we started the show. You got any memorable food places that you've been to in your travels?
I mean, we really just go by fast food. I mean, I tried Freddy's for the first time last year because Coach adores that place. But when we're out of town, it's really just whatever you feel like you want to do. And I love the cuisine of, like, different places because everywhere has a different, background. So I absolutely adore that. Another thing is when we're on the road, everyone brings up different stuff and it's always just a potluck. So we have most anything you can think of food. So, right. I mean, we're always not hungry.
Okay. So, as a catcher and a sophomore of this softball team, what have you been doing, since the fall scrimmages? With Christmas break, I'm sure you probably took that off for a couple of weeks, but, in terms of working on your game and sort of the adjustments you've wanted to make from last year to this year, kind of take us through what those are.
You know, last year was definitely a learning year for me. Going from high school and select, coming into college, I knew it was going to be a different change. But in the fall when we played those 4 years last year, I realized that I really needed to work on some stuff. When I came out this year for the 4 years, I really realized that I needed to, you know, I wasn't going to let anybody steal on me this year. And that was a big good thing that happened to me this year. I think I only had one girl ever steal on me, and then there was a girl at Mizzou that I thought was out, but, you know, we got a little bias action going on there. Hey, it's Mizzou, right?
Right.
But, you know, I definitely feel like I do need to still work on hitting, like Coach said. I'm definitely a defensive player, and I enjoy catching. So, I mean, I love that, but I'm always in the gym working, just like all of our other fellow teammates is, you know what, we always need to grind to get better. If you don't grind one day, someone's getting better somewhere else. So.
Very cool. Pediatric nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
What are your hopes with that field?
You know, I just applied to nursing school at Missouri State University, and I couldn't be more blessed to never change my career coming into college. I always knew I wanted to do something in the medical field because I always shadowed my mom, and my mom's in the medical field. So I knew I wanted to work with kids, and as I continued to shadow, I realized I wanted to I wanted to be an OBGYN at first, but then I realized I didn't want to go to school for that long. So then, once I applied for nursing school, I realized that I wanted to be more than a nurse, but I wanted to be hands-on like a nurse. So I think nurse practitioner is the best fit for me, and I can't wait to start my long-life dream of being that.
Well, Abby, best of luck to you in that, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.
We certainly look forward to calling some games and seeing some wins, and especially, I'm sure you're especially looking forward to that March 1st rivalry with Mineral Area College.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we got a bunch of rivals, but Mineral Area is definitely one of the top ones. I mean, you know, it's always a rival. We all know they're coming out to kick our butts. And so
she puts it so eloquently, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Oh, I like Coach said, I'm pretty blunt, and I never want to lose to them, especially nor to Crowder as well. You know, we've always had some rivalries against all of our people in our region or our conference. We always want to be the best ones that can get out there. And last year was definitely a shock to when we came out there, and we all knew everyone didn't like us, and we wanted to be the best team there was. So, I mean, that made us strive more to be the best team out there, you know.
Well, best of luck in your tournament next week against or the Northeast Mississippi Tournament out in Boonville. And
thank you
for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, so Abby's going to pass along the headset to Skylar Barlow, and we're going to step aside for 1 minute, let Skylar get comfortable, and then we're going to talk to her for a few minutes as we wrap up Viking Voices here today. Matt Greenwood with you in the conference room here at Jefferson College. We got Skylar Barlow in just a little bit right here on KJF Radio.
Investing to grow your money, investing to create an income stream, investing to leave a legacy. Each of these three require different investments as well as different investment vehicles. At Fortune Investment Services, we do not believe one size fits all. At Fortune Investments, we tailor our portfolio specific to you, your situation, and your life goals. Let us be your financial coach. Call us today at 636-467-7500.
All Securities Through Money Concepts Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Fortune Investment Services is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corporation.
Is your life or the lives of the ones you love as healthy as it can be in terms of your physical, mental, or dental health? At Comtree, we have highly qualified doctors, dentists, psychiatrists, and counselors who can provide professional and compassionate care. We have convenient locations all over Jefferson County and the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. Call today, 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Totally.
I have no idea what it is, though.
But it sounds good, right? Well, Matt Bates is pretty good at this. Matt Bates back in the KJF studio, making sure that we are on the Viking Voices. This time I did not catch what Matt Bates said, which is fine. It's fine, though. We got Skylar here. Skylar Barlow for Jefferson College softball. Skylar, you're a freshman, so this is your first year with the college experience, and you're going to what role are you going to jump into? Third base. Okay, so you're jumping into the third base role as a freshman out of Dupo, Illinois. Tell us a little bit about Dupo.
It's not that big, and anytime anybody asks me where I'm from, nobody ever knows where it's at. So
I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
My reaction was like, wait, what?
You heard me say it again.
So growing up there, did you grow up all, I mean, your whole life, has it been out of Dupo except for, or has it been out of Dupo?
Yes, it has.
Okay. What are we talking, 500, like?
No. There's about 3,000 people living there, but
okay.
It's kind of like an everybody knows everybody kind of town.
Right. Certainly. Third base is a position you play, and kind of talk about your development there through high school. What high school did you go to?
Dupo High School.
Dupo, okay, of course it's Dupo High School, right? Yeah, just talk about your development as a third baseman. Who's kind of helped you get to this point, and what you're looking forward to this year?
Well, I hadn't played a day at third base until I got to college.
Really?
Yeah, when he recruited me, he told me that he was going to be moving me over to third base, so.
Okay, what position were you originally?
Shortstop.
In? Shortstop. Okay, that's kind of a different position, different
Very
perspective.
Different.
So what has Coach Cook been teaching you so far about third base?
Kind of charging the ball a little bit more because I'm used to kind of playing back a little bit more, and how to cover bunt situations. It's still a little bit different.
And always never turn your attention away from the field
because mm-hmm.
you never know where that ball is going to
mm-hmm.
go over at that hot corner there.
Yeah.
It looks like, here on your major, physician assistant. So what exactly are you planning on doing with that major?
I've actually changed it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took my first college science class this past semester, and I didn't really like it, so I don't really want to do anything with science, so I'm kind of undecided right now.
Undecided right now?
Okay.
Your parents, Will and Courtney Barlow, what have they meant to you in your softball playing days?
My dad especially has made sure I need everything, or I have everything that I need, and teaches me everything that I know, and has definitely put in some hours with me outside mm-hmm. of practice and games and stuff.
Did you start softball at, like, 3 years old?
I think I started at 5, I'm pretty sure. He was my coach until I was about 10.
So at that age, do they do it like baseball? It's a machine pitch or coach toss?
We did where the coach tosses us, and you get, like, so many amount of swings until you have to hit off the tee if you keep missing.
Right.
But
do you remember your first ever hit?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'd be surprised if you did.
Yeah.
It was probably a long time ago.
It was. I probably didn't have very many.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to most about this season?
Hopefully going to Utah.
Okay. That's where
Nationals are.
Nationals.
Yeah.
Okay. So bigger than region, bigger than districts.
Mm-hmm.
You want Nationals
mm-hmm.
right off the bat. I see Coach Cook nodding his head. He likes that attitude for sure. All right. Well, one more question for you before we head on out. I'd asked Abby about sort of the personality of the team, players that you get a chance to play alongside. So what's your initial thoughts on the girls that you're going to get to spend this spring season with?
There's definitely a lot of talent on the team and definitely some big personalities. they don't sugarcoat. Sophomores especially don't sugarcoat anything, and they make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But it's fun. They're awesome. Everybody gets along.
Different atmosphere than high school?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Well, I don't know. High school, just everybody kind of drama, but they don't like that. Nobody likes that here.
Yeah. Keep drama away for sure.
Yes.
All right, Skyler. Well, best of luck to you this season, and we're certainly looking forward to following you guys.
Thank you.
All right, that's Skyler Barlow. Before that, Abby Myers, and starting off this Viking Voices program was Coach Tony Cook. I want to thank all three of them here today, and best of luck this season. And we certainly look forward to following them this season on AM 1400 KJFF. And tonight, we've got more Jefferson College athletics. So the women's basketball team is taking on MAC. We'll begin our pregame show in about 45 minutes, 5:45 on J98. So it won't be on KJF. It will be on J98 today. That way, those folks out in Park Hills can hear the game. So J98. Jefferson College, MAC women's basketball tonight. So I want to thank Matt Bates back in the studio. Again, Coach Tony Cook, Abby Myers, and Skyler Barlow for being with us on the Viking Voices. That'll do it for me. I got to go track down some coaches for our basketball game tonight on J98. So y'all have yourselves a great Wednesday, and I look forward to talking with you in 45 minutes on J98 The Boot.